It's the Rush Hour on Triple M. You can listen to us on the Triple M app, on your radio, and on your home smart speaker. You can also get in touch with us, JB, via Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Triple M Rush Hour.
Well, as these people have, they're on a couple of topics. First of all, my wall at home, which is just getting more and more sensational by the minute. Fat's going to get to that in just a second. But also, the farthest away listeners.
The furthest.
And we've had a couple of goes at this, top five. People incredibly listen to us all around the world, like Chriso from the Alps in Austria, huge Ruse supporter. Love JB, everyone does, he says, and that's quite understandable. Been listening here since, what did he say?
He was on with Fifi Box.
Oh, right, okay. Bill, a legend, love listening to him on anything. Give us a shout out, would you? If not, love you guys anyway. Well, Chriso, there's a shout out to you. We've got one from Harvey Bay, home of whale watching. Jump in the water, Fat. Oh, you can be a lookalike. My seven-year-old loves the brick joke. What was the brick joke, Fat?
Oh, it's a long joke, Ben.
Is it?
A brick just stumbles up to his mum and says, "Why my name Brick?" Anyway.
Mickey Comerford. How's it going? Listening all the way from Ireland. To your podcasts. Got a recommended video on Facebook one day for Bill's joke. I've been listening. I know sweet bugger all. He didn't say bugger all.
So he's obviously actually Irish.
Yeah, he's Irish. About the AFL or the NRL. But he then goes on to say, but fact me, mate.
But what?
That's how they say it over there. F-A-C-K. Fact me, mate, you reckon? You guys are a hell of a lot better to listen to than any of the crap we've got running around over there. Keep up the good work, says Mick. We'll have to just tidy that up a touch, but that's how they say it. And then Derek.
Anyone from...
No, not yet. I'm going to get to that in just a sec. Derek, I listen to the podcast every day. I've been living in Manila in the Philippines since 2003. And I've barely missed an episode for so long. The Rush Hour, my favourite show. I absolutely love it. It makes my day. And then I think we've got Warren, who's in St. Petersburg. So we thank Warren for his support.
I do have one more, Jim. He sent it through to me on the Insta.
Oh, yes.
He listens from County Wicklow in Ireland. I'd love to get a shout out on the show someday. I think we would get a great laugh at you trying to pronounce my name.
What is it?
Well, it's Irish for Peter, Jim. So it's Peter. Peter. Peter Burke.
Peter.
Well, it's P-E-A-D-A-R. Peter. Burke.
Well, it's nice of you to recognise Peter.
I tell you, he's from Wicklow.
Well, also, Jim.
He works here.
Oh, Irish, our little Mickey.
Yeah, he's from Wicklow.
Oh, righto.
Yeah. Oh. Also, myself and Flog Jimmy both played reserves footy for the mighty Claremont Tigers.
Oh, Peter?
Peter.
He didn't play reserves for Claremont.
Peter Burke did, mate.
Never been a Peter Burke play for Claremont. What the hell's he on about?
Probably because his name's not Peter.
Exactly right. Well, that's highly likely to be the truth. But we're giving away a prize. Rabbits, what have we got, please?
It depends if they're within...
Well, I'll tell you what we'll give away is the Mercedes-Benz Berwick prize pack.
Yes.
And I'll tell you where that's going.
Where?
Gary the Moose.
The Moose?
Yep. You know why? He says... Why? Can you do the closest listener? I live on Clarendon Street.
Well, we'll send Gary the Moose a grilled voucher because there is one on Clarendon Street.
Good point.
Father's Day this Sunday. Many of us can't spend the day together in lockdown, but Grilled have options to make the day special with Father's Day gift cards. You can order in burgers on the day via Grilled. Delivery, head to grilled.com.au.
We'll give him that and we'll give him the Mercedes-Benz Berwick prize pack. All right, now what are you going with, Fat? What social media are you honing in on?
Well, I've got your updated wall, of course, at home where you have all your pictures of yourself. What was the latest one?
Prime Time Gym. That was when I was about 24, and my God,
was I
sought after commodity.
No, you weren't, you flog. which is a word used a lot, actually.
Really?
Prince Harold said, have a look at old Lego head. Brayshaw, Lego head. Monica said, DM me for a snap.
Monica's, did you do that?
What have you been doing there, Jimmy?
I don't know.
Matthew Holmes said, jeepers. Joel Aish said, Jim in his element, which you are up there with all them. And then there was a few flogs there, pretty happy with himself.
Multiple flog.
The wall of flog. There's a lot of
And I see Justine Curatolo. You haven't read her out.
Oh, didn't I miss that one? What did Justine Curatolo say?
She was pretty happy with this thing. Don't worry about that for a second. All right. Who are you handing the prize out to? Toolbag?
Hang on, I'm just trying to find Justine Curatolo.
David Shelvin? Chompers?
Chompers.
Trent Oliver's said, branded me a knob jockey.
Well, hang on, that was the winner, Dick.
Justine, he's not giving him anything.
Justine said gorgeous with a love heart.
That's it, Bill. She knows quality when she sees it.
I want to see what Monica wants for a snap. But anyway, Trent Oliver is our winner, Jim.
Yeah, he is not.
He said knob jockey, hey, Bill, which I love. You are a knob jockey.
What are you giving old Trent?
He can have whatever he wants.
He's got to get an 11 Australia hair care pack for your men's grooming needs. Head to 11australia.com and a Mercedes-Benz Berrick cap and drink bottle.
Beautiful. Darcy Gregory, Francis 28, prime smack. All right. Hey, we love the social media feedback. A lot of it's not particularly complimentary, but anyway, get stuffed. Now, you got a Friday joke for us, Fat, one that's a little bit raunchy.
Yes, we like these ones, Jim. Yes, we have.
The Rush Hour, Triple M.